I'm not sure I could. They say time heals everything, but I'm still waiting. I'm through with doubt. There's nothing left for me.
All right, we're back. Second hour coming up, The American Awakening with your host, Michael Herzog. And I've got Don Nikoloff on the line here. I'm going to expound on that story a little bit. And we're going to talk a little bit more about Ed and Elaine and Don's experiences with what he sees on the Ed and Elaine situation. But I want to tell you, on this spiritual discernment thing, I was taken aback when Don Nikoloff had told me he had that ability. It was kind of a byproduct. He just had mentioned it in passing. And frankly, I didn't believe it because I never believe anything until somebody proves it to me, especially when it comes to that situation. So what I did is I asked him, and I was very very careful with this. I had asked Don on a couple of occasions to tell me about particular people that he had never met, people that he had, didn't know where they lived or anything. And he did just that. And curiously enough, he was right dead on target with what he told me about these two people. So I believed him. And one day I had my engineer sitting in my office, actually the manager, Chris. And I happened to be talking to Chris about it. And Chris didn't believe me either, because nobody ever believes this. So Chris, I said, well, Chris, you know, give me a name. And he gave me a gentleman's name, and I picked up the phone and I called Don, and I said, Don, tell me about this gentleman. Now, Don had never met the gentleman, correct, Don? You never met him, okay?
That's right.
Never met him, didn't know who he was, where he lived, or anything about him. Don did his little number, I call it his Beetle Bailey, and he came back, and he told Chris all about this guy, and I just sat across the desk and watched Chris's mouth drop open, okay? Now, it didn't end there, because, again, yesterday, when this misinformation was being reported by certain people and other networks and so forth, which in the heat of the moment, I have to tell you, folks, I was as guilty as everybody else because I was told by John Stadtmiller to call into Charles Giuliani's show and report this because in the massive confusion, we all thought there was heavyweight stuff coming down. And I didn't know any better because I had not yet called Don. So I called Charles Giuliani's show mid-show, and I had reported some of the things that was what I was hearing from other people, and they turned out to be erroneous. But what I did do in the confusion of all of this misreporting that was going on, and I'm not pointing a finger at anybody, folks. I'm not saying, oh, he said something wasn't. It's not really their fault. They jumped the gun in the heat of the situation, in the passion, in the concern for Ed and Elaine Brown. And so what I did was I got on the phone, I called Don Nikoloff, and I said, Don, do your Beetle Bailey on these people and see what's happening. I hung up the phone, took a trip to the bathroom, came back, and Don said, the information that's being reported is erroneous. Now, curiously enough, at the same time that I'm on the phone with Don Nikoloff, that he's telling me this, John Stadtmiller is on the phone with Margot Sanger-Katz, from the Concord Courier, I believe it is, the newspaper. She was a reporter on the ground there that was saying the exact same thing to John Stadtmiller that Don Nikoloff was telling me in the phone. So this is how we arrived at the conclusion that, in fact, the police were leaving. They weren't in there arresting. Nobody's house was burning down. Nothing was happening. That is, and again, you know, this is something that was a curiosity. And with all due respect to all networks out there, these people were reporting out of concern, out of passion, out of love for Ed and Elaine Brown. Some of the information that was being reported turned out to be erroneous, okay? And now, thank the Lord, they're still alive, they're still well. But Don, I have to commend you for allowing me to tap into that once in a while. We're going to take a break. I didn't give you any time to talk. We'll be back in three and we'll talk more about it, okay? See you in three.
Are
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the Task Force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
We're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. Come a little bit closer and hear what Don Nikoloff has to say. You know, thank God, Don Nikoloff, that in the confusion and the somewhat heat of this, that cooler heads prevail, like fellows like Jack McLam, who've been there, done that, guys like you who said, you know what, the Lord Christ is protecting these people, you know, and
Amen.
You I know, said a long prayer for these people and commanded that the evil spirits leave. You told me that your house heated up to 100 degrees in the heat of your prayer, if you will, no pun intended. But it's funny, I have to tell you, Don, that in the heat of this, in the confusion that inspired yesterday, and by the way, folks, it's not over yet. This is an ongoing thing. With all that is transpiring through this whole thing, you know, it's I don't know, it's a funny thing that the spirit seems to prevail. I was shocked, Don, yesterday when I heard all of this stuff coming down, that all these, you know, the vehicles were geared up and callers were calling in saying there's 30 armed vehicles or 30 of these RPVs or whatever, MPVs, I don't remember what they call them, but they're sitting at a truck stop. And you don't, you can't visualize in a situation like that when they call out all that heavy artillery that they're just going to turn and leave, you know?
Yeah. You remember I was pretty calm. I told you, give me a minute. And I think you gave me exactly a minute. And I probably had the answer I was looking for in 30 seconds. But what came through the spiritual discernment was the fact that this was fear-mongering, and that probably the same people who were doing these maneuvers were behind some of the false reports. What we must do as a society, and I'm talking to all Americans out there, regardless of your political affiliations, you have to realize that it could have been any one of us in the country that this was happening to. And this is a plan that is being rehearsed. This is something for the future, like you said, Mike. Mm-hmm. This is not of it. But we must turn to God. Simple as that. And that's what I did. And I asked the Lord to show me what was going on. And I just knew that the rumors about the house being on fire were false. People said they went on Google Earth and saw smoke coming out of the house. Well, maybe they were using their fireplace. I don't know. But I didn't perceive that. That's not what the Lord showed me. And I took a stand of spiritual authority. There's a demonic force behind this. We have a lot of doublespeak. Let me give you an example. We have an agency called FEMA, which is called the Federal Emergency Management Agency. Now, look at what they did during Hurricane Katrina. They took soldiers in there. They were putting people in really the first concentration camps, although this was not reported in the media. The original name for FEMA was the Federal Emergency Military Action. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Federal Emergency Military Action. And that was something a bit too difficult for the people to swallow. So they changed the name to make it more media friendly. And of course, the media doesn't tell us what they do, but that's exactly what they did during Hurricane Katrina. And so, when they go around telling the banks, like they did in Texas City a year ago, January, we had a false flag event that was about to take place, and Captain Eric May and his ghost troopers came out and brought out the news that FEMA and Homeland Security were all over Texas City, and they were sensing a false flag event. That was enough to stop it. Okay? Now, there's a pattern. They're using the twin concept. Twin Towers, New York, New York, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, Texas City, Texes, and it goes on and on. And we need to wake up and realize that the Lord will show us what's going to happen. Okay, you're going to get your spiritual food where you worship, and you need to use your own discernment. Don't take what someone tells you. No one man on the face of this earth has a special dispensation to get any of us into heaven. You're quite as capable of doing that yourself. And we need to recognize the doublespeak. We need to sense that there are games being played here. These people are desperate right now, and that's a lot of what you heard yesterday.
Well, you know, I want to insert here. You know what I saw. I went after I got off the air last night. I took the effort. I went, John and I and Sandra, we went down to a demonstration down at the Capitol building last night, Don.
Mm-hmm.
And I was expecting, you know, 100 people or so, because that's normally what happens. There'd be 100 or so people that show up. And to my surprise, there was three times, if not more, as many people as what I thought there was going to be. Now, take that in mind, and along with it, there seems to be an awakening happening here. And I also want to add into the mix of Ron Paul, where he, in his three debates, literally is starting a tidal wave of people that are waking up, people that are saying, whoa, let's take a look at this guy, Bill Maher, The Daily Show, even the mainstream media is starting to take a second look at this guy. And by his own admission, he had, I think up to only a month ago, he had very little money in his campaign, and it is multiplied tenfold. This guy has $5 million that he's collected for his campaign, and it has shocked even him. So, you know, we have an awakening going here. We have hope for the future. We have if we can keep this momentum going. And all of the listeners out there, and I know you agree, Don, all of the listeners out there to, you know, wherever you go, call your neighbor on the phone, call your friend, invite him over for dinner. That's part of, you know, what this evil power does is they want to dumb us down. They want to cause us to live in fear. They want us to fear our neighbors and so forth. Start having barbecues. Invite people over. Talk to your barber. Talk to your dry cleaner. Tell them about Ron Paul, okay? There is an awakening coming in this country. And you can see it in just the actions that the other side does, Don. They are scared. They are scared to death. And you know, in my mind, it's working. I have never seen such an awakening that's almost like a tidal wave. You know, it's happening all around us.
Well, that's God. You're seeing God in action. Now, you know, there's about. There have been some studies done by people who are really looking into the level of this awakening that you're describing. And there are probably 5 million people in the United States out of 300 and whatever snuck over the border, 300 million. And if every person who's awake just talks to two people and awakens two people, we're over the hump. We have the number that it takes to change the consciousness of this country. And get our country back on the right track.
Right, but it's not just up to us. It's not just up to the Jack McLams and the Alex Jones and the Don Nikoloffs and the Michael Herzogs and the John Statmillers. It's all the listening audience out there. Just during the course, folks, of your daily lives, and I know that there's a lot of you out there that contribute to the network, there's a lot of you out there that do talk, and there's a lot of you out there that are so frustrated that, you know, you talk to people and they just kind of they dumb down and their eyes glaze over and they don't want to hear it. But I'm not talking about that at this point. I'm talking about we have a great hope in a candidate that may very well get the nomination if this momentum continues. And this guy can change this nation around. And it's simply a political thing. It's simply telling your neighbors, telling your friends, telling your pharmacist, telling your dry cleaner, telling whoever it is you come in contact with to take a look at this guy and take a look at his voting record, okay, and keep that momentum going. Because I'm telling you that, just that little effort put forth by the listening audience, and I know how many of you are out there. I sit here and I watch the numbers, okay, and I know that a lot of you are doing something, and I know there are people out there that aren't doing anything. And the only thing I'm talking about doing is the same thing that all of us here at the network do, just simply open your mouth and say something. Okay, don't sit here and just suck up the information, because this is something that I can feel this, Don. I can feel this in my gut. I can feel it in my heart. I can feel it in my spirit that there is an awakening coming on here, and we can. You know, a lot of people say, Don, that you know, well, I'm just one person. What can I do? All you have to do is open your mouth.
Just talk to two people. Every person out there. And, of course, you don't have 5 million people on here, but if every person listening talked to two people and they talked to two people, it would be a matter of days, 8 days. Remember the example we used with the oil companies, that the math would show that within 30 days, oil prices would stop or drop if people would stop buying from the biggest producer.
Well, and that's Exxon and Mobil. And by the way, Don, and I know you know this because you listen to the show, that I announce that every day, almost every day. The last couple of days I haven't. But don't buy any gas at Exxon or Mobil. And by the way, I pay attention to the gas prices, and I don't know about the rest of the country, but I'm watching the gas prices when I drive up back and forth to work here. And do you know what? They have, in the last 2 weeks, they've dropped 10 cents a gallon. Okay,
up here 20 cents.
They've dropped 20 cents. Okay, so, yeah. You know, this thing about boycotting, say, well, I'm just one person, what can I do? You cannot buy gas there. Buy it anywhere but Exxon or Mobil. And ironically, the price of gas here in Round Rock, Texas, from 2 weeks ago has dropped 10 cents a gallon. Now, that may not be a big deal, but it's a lot bigger. It's a big deal when you think it could have went up 20 cents a gallon. you know, and the predictions were being made, Don, that by the mid part of the summer, it was going to be $4 a gallon. So in that, we are making a difference, I believe, okay, because the prices would be going up at this time of the year. They always do. Listen, we've got to take a break. We'll be back in three, and we'll go to Melissa in Texas. Michael Herzog with my co-host for the day, Don Nikoloff. We'll see you in three. Stick with us. We got more to say.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves & More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves & More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heat up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves & More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. For the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves & More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
Attention gardeners, if you've ever wanted to grow the absolute best tasting fruits and vegetables imaginable, well, here's exciting news. There's a new product called ProtoGrow, and it's dynamite in the garden. ProtoGrow is a bioactive superfood for plants. It works by providing true broad spectrum nutrition, allowing plants to achieve their full genetic expression. So what does this mean in the garden? It means mouth-watering fruits and vegetables, brilliantly colored flowers, herbs that finally grow to medicinal strength, blue ribbon garden produce, jam-packed with bioavailable minerals and trace elements, giant pumpkins, even high-potency Hybrix wheatgrass. ProtoGrow is a proprietary blend of full-spectrum nutrients from the sea. It literally contains the basic building blocks of life itself. In fact, ProtoGrow is so effective at producing rapid plant growth in record time that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. To grow tasty fruits and vegetables right now, go to growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas. A short segment coming up here. Don, let's go to Melissa in Texas. Melissa, you're on with Don and Michael. Go ahead. Hello.
Hello, you guys.
Hi.
Hi.
So, Michael, I called yesterday. Did you kind of get the gist of my message? About what I did yesterday with the...
You said something. You know what? Julie came running out and said something about... Melissa called and said something about...
Blah, blah, blah. Yeah,
okay. happy about Alex and John or something. I don't know. Okay. I was running out the door, so...
Okay. Well, what I did was I happened to remember an old dial-around number, kind of a number that isn't known to the public so much for Alex's office, because I knew that I could not get into GCN to tell him, settle down, Alex, it's not happening that way. And this was probably the same time you were calling Don and asking him what was going on.
What you don't? Do you remember specifically what time that was, Melissa?
No, I sure don't.
Well, and in defense, you know what? In defense of Alex.
Oh, I know.
You know, this is a passionate subject because these people are just like all of us. They're just Americans like all of us, and we all know Alex. And Alex has a tendency to, sensationalize a little bit, and he jumped the gun a little bit, and that's okay.
No, he was getting those reports, so, I knew I couldn't get into the show to tell him, so I called his office and actually got a person to answer the phone, who then immediately told him, and as I switched back over on shortwave to listen to Alex, he was saying the false reports.
So I
averted him from going off in a direction where he had to go when he was hearing these awful things.
So that was you.
That was me.
Oh, my gosh.
And the reason I'm saying this is so that everybody can pat me on the back. No. The reason is so that I was one person, I was listening, I was upset by what's happening, and I thought, I should just keep my mouth shut. I'm always putting my foot in my mouth. I'm always doing something stupid. But I gave it a shot, and it worked out. And, Don, that was me operating the manifestations of the gift of Holy Spirit, doing what God helped me to do. And yesterday, Michael, when you said it was that he was a remote viewing, I went, holy crap, I can't listen to him anymore.
Yeah, no, he scolded me on that one,
yes,
Melissa.
Exactly, because that is not from the God that of the Bible.
Right, right.
And I would just say that, Don, if you look at the, I use the King James or whatever is handy, or mostly I look at what the Greek word or the Hebrew word is and try to see what it really says, but I start with the King James. And what it says is in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, it says, now I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning spiritual matters or pneumaticos, spiritual things. It says gifts in the King James, but it's in italics. So that means spiritual matters, pneumaticos. And then later on he says, but the manifestations of the Spirit. So there's one gift, and that is that gift of Holy Spirit. And the manifestations are word of knowledge, word of wisdom, discerning of spirits, speaking in tongues, interpretation of tongues and prophecy, faith, miracles, and gifts of healing. And those nine manifestations, it's just like if you get in a car, it doesn't run you around all by itself. You have to turn the key. You have to beep the horn. You have to turn on the lights. You, by your own free will, choose to ask Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, for word of knowledge, word of wisdom, discerning of spirits, faith,
yes,
miracles,
that's
healing.
I give the credit to the Lord, too.
And see, that's what it is. It's every person who believes that Jesus Christ is their Lord and that God raised him from the dead has that gift of Holy Spirit. And that gift of Holy Spirit has nine functions, and they are used by the person who has that gift that dwells in them. And it's never about ego. It's never about, oh, look what I can do, and send me money if you happen to have a TV show, or, all that stuff. It's all about the body of Jesus Christ working together to bring about God's will on this planet as long as we're here. So there you go. There's my sermon for the day.
well, thank you very much. We appreciate the input, Melissa.
Yeah, and just, Michael, if you did Romans 10:9, which is confess with your mouth Jesus as your Lord, believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. You're saved.
Been there, done that.
Yeah, and so you have the ability, just like Don, just like I do, and it's up to God whether he tells you or not what you're asking. Sometimes I get nothing, but sometimes I'm goofy enough to pick up the phone and dial a number that I barely remembered by memory, and I got through to the right person who then told Alex, who stopped going the direction he was going because he was going to hit a wall.
Right, and Alex called into my show yesterday, and
See, that's when I was traveling and couldn't hear either shortwave station. So
right, yeah, okay. Well, thank you so much for the call, Melissa.
Sure.
I appreciate it. All right.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, yesterday was an amazing day, but Don, we're not out of the woods yet. Okay, these powers that be, we don't know. We don't know what they're going to do next. We know that they're not just going to sit and do nothing. You know,
well, the Lord will show us if we don't pay attention to the fear mongering, recognize it for what it is. I should say, if we don't react to the fear mongering, we need to be proactive, and that's from a standpoint of creation, and not reaction.
Right, and they're expecting us to react, and we didn't react in the way that they thought we were going to react. We didn't have a bunch of, you know, patriots that were incensed by this that took up their AK-47s and ran up to New Hampshire. That's what they wanted to happen. Okay, that's why they had all this this additional military activity standing by, waiting in the wings. That's the reason it was there. We'll take a break. We'll be back in three. The phone lines are open. 800-313-9443. See you in 3 minutes with Don Nikoloff. Be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas, with my guest, Don Nikoloff, for the day. Call lines are open, 800-313-9443, if you have a question, comment. You know, I wanted to mention, Don, there was a report that I did hear from Ed Brown that, you know, this gentleman that they did arrest yesterday, the guy that went out walking his dog, it wasn't this Reno character, this is the guy that was staying with him. It was a guy by the name of Danny Riley, and evidently the police... shot, they fired shots over this guy's head. And, you know, again, I reiterate that they had these police vehicles up there. They had the evacuated the houses. They had basically blockaded the, road going up there for, I don't know, a mile to 2 miles away. And then they had all these vehicles waiting in the wings. Now, you know as well as I do, they're not going to do something like that just to serve a warrant on a commercial building.
Yeah. Well, you have to ask yourself, why did they shoot at him?
Well, they didn't shoot at him. The report was that they fired shots over his head. And basically when they
missed.
What's that?
They missed.
Well, you know, here we go again with the fear-mongering thing. But, you know, they let the guy go, but they told him to get the heck out of town and take your dog with you or whatever. But, you know, this is the tactics. This is the way they operate. But I just find it fascinating. And I like the caller I had that called in yesterday said that there was 30 of these vehicles, these SP, whatever they are, the armored vehicles that were sitting at a truck stop. And I have no doubt because he had told me specifically what highway it was. I don't remember because I don't live there. But it was re-verified to me later via an email. Mm-hmm. So the guy wasn't making it up. But they had all of this military, you know, equipment waiting in the wings, waiting for something to happen. You know, what they wanted to happen evidently didn't happen. So they took their football and went home.
Yeah, it sounded like they were trying to provoke something, did it not?
Well, that would be my consensus, you know, and what they were trying to provoke didn't happen, you know.
Yeah.
So, you know, with that in mind, and again, as like I said, it's not over. I believe that this is just the beginning, and it's, in my mind, it's kind of like a chess game. You know, they'll make a little move here and see what reaction they get, and they make a little move there and see what kind of reaction they get. But as Officer Jack McLam had mentioned a little while ago, they've got themselves in a bit of a pickle here because they're really kind of damned if they do and damned if they don't. You know, it's just like the Ron Paul thing. You know, the more attention that continues to be brought to this, you know, people start, even the people that are sleeping, they start turning their heads and they're going, well, wait a minute. Here's something going on here that could affect me. And this is over a situation that is, you know, shouldn't be happening to begin with. It's like I mentioned to Jack McLam in the first hour that if Ron Paul were in office in his first 100 days, he'd eliminate the IRS. This whole thing wouldn't be happening.
Mm-hmm.
You know? What's that?
I was just going to say, you know, who was this directed towards? Well, obviously everybody in the Patriot community and the alternative media is following this story and is keeping in close contact with the Browns and what's going on.
Well, now it's mainstream media is covering it. I'm sorry, what's that?
Well, yeah, they just appeared out of nowhere all of a sudden, didn't they? My understanding was they weren't getting much press coverage, maybe an occasional story here and there, but it seemed like it turned into a big media event. They were notified.
Right. The alternative media notified him, and all of a sudden, you know, a bunch of them ran out there, and there was one reporter that was on the scene, I don't even remember what his name was now, reporting for a local TV station. I don't even know how he got that job. You know, the guy was mm-hmm. bad. Anyway, listen, we got a caller. You want to take Shirley from Missouri?
Sure.
Let's go to Shirley from Missouri. Shirley, hello.
Hi.
How are you?
Hi, it's not Shirley, it's Charlene.
Oh, it's Charlene?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's my engineer that's doing that. He just wrote it down wrong. Well, happy Friday to you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hey, when I heard, I thought another Waco was about to be in progress the minute I heard that, I fervently started praying for God's mercy and protecting them. And when I found out it was not for real, I was praising God all over. And I, at the time, didn't realize probably thousands of people were doing that also. And anyway, I totally agreed with that lady that just called in, except for one thing. I'm sort of like she is. I look up everything in the Greek because I have a bunch of different Bibles. And in Philippians 2, it says it's God that works in us both to will and to act. So I think the only free will we have is according to the heart that God is forming in us. And that's it says, men make many plans, but God directs our steps. And I just wanted to say that I think a sovereign God directs us to speak out.
Well, thank you so much for the input, Shirley. Appreciate that.
Okay.
Okay.
That's
fearlessly.
All right.
I may add fearlessly.
Fearlessly, yes.
Bye.
And well, I tell you what, I had Brother Paul from, I believe it was Washington, that called in during the first hour, and he was saying that there was, I think he said there was about 100,000 Christians that were on a 40-day fast regarding Ed and Elaine Brown. So, you know, the power of prayer obviously is working, because it's obvious that these people had enough firepower. They could have moved in and forcibly taken them, but they didn't.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So, all right, Shirley, thank you very much. Oh, she's gone? Okay, phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. You know, there's, I don't even know. I mean, you know, I was perusing through the web this morning, and there's just literally dozens and dozens of articles on Ed and Elaine Brown now. And I have to remind the listeners, we've had them up on the air with an hour program 5 days a week. John Stattmiller put them on back in February. And they've been talking every day. The communication line has been open. By the way, I just got a note on my board here from my engineer. It says that Ed's phone line is off again. And I had a report this morning that it was back on, then it went off, then it was back on, now it's off again. So, you know, I don't know what's going on there. I don't know if they're just messing with his phone lines or what. But, again, I said, you know, this is just the beginning. This is a chess game. And, you know, we have to proact, not react. We have to make sure that they're protected. We have to make sure that we keep in communication with these people. We have to make sure that we enlighten as many people as we can, as many Americans as we can, folks, as to what's going on here, because they are the typical American family, just like we are. Don, your thoughts?
Yes, and we must remain vigilant and really perceive what's going on. There's a lot of doublespeak. You hear this, we're protecting our borders as millions cross the borders. The economy has never been better. How many people are out of work? How many people cannot find a job and are being treated like criminals when in reality there is a sinister plan to take over this country and create a one-world government. That's it. That's the bottom line, what everything they're doing is geared towards. And you don't have to be spiritually discerning to see that. You listen to the comments they make, the public statements they make, and then watch their actions. And when their actions belie their words, you know the spirit behind the words. And so we have an obligation to wake those that are willing to be awakened and make up their own mind for themselves instead of following someone else telling them what to think and what to believe.
Well, and that's, you know, on that subject for a minute, going back to the debates, and I noticed that coming out of the figureheads, you know, these shills in the media, the government, the media whores, if you will, that's the problem with the dumbed down masses, is they have gotten so apathetic and so lazy that they attain their opinion from the opinion of a figurehead on the TV. You know, they'll parrot whatever Sean Hannity or Bill O'Reilly or any one of a dozen others say. And if you confront them on it, if you go into any specifics on it, they'll change the subject or glaze over, because they really don't know what they're talking about. It's easier for them to say, oh, yeah, you know, Sean Hannity said this, blah, 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 and I agree. And then they mm-hmm. continue on down the road. But if you challenge them on it and you try to point in a specific direction or ask them even why they feel that way, they don't have an answer.
Mm-hmm.
Because they don't remember what Sean Hannity told them to say.
Sure.
You know, and I watched that, Rush Limbaugh has a lot of what they call ditto heads, you know, and they parrot whatever Rush Limbaugh says. And, I have a friend in California whose sister has been a ditto head for years. And I had occasion to have a sit-down dinner with them, and this is a few years back. This is back when my mother had passed away, and I was out there, go to her funeral. And we had dinner one night with, and I was chatting with her sister, or his sister, I'm sorry. And she loved politics. She loved to discuss politics. And if anybody didn't agree with her, she was just all over them. But every political conviction that she had came from Rush Limbaugh. And anytime anybody would interject something that was, off kilter from what Rush Limbaugh had to say, she would have this condescending laugh. And she'd say, ha, 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 Well, just where do you get your information from? You know, and that's all she would parrot. Anything that Rush Limbaugh said was gospel. And that's the problem with these dumbed-down Americans, is they have gotten to the point where they're so lazy and apathetic, they can't think for themselves. And all these people, Don, that are out here in this patriot movement, that are listening to RBN, that are doing their own research, like you. I mean, you're a digger. You go through, you don't take anybody's word at face value. You go in and do the research, and a lot of these listeners, most of these listeners that are listening to this network, they don't take anything at face value. They'll go in and research it. If they find something being said that isn't correct, they will call in and challenge it, and I respect them for it. But that's having the diligence. That's having the ambition. That's having the wherewithal to go and take your own effort to make sure that what you're saying, you know, was that the old saying Ronald Reagan said, you know, trust but verify. And that's what most of our listeners do. So with that, if we could just instill that energy, that ambition into these dumbed-down, apathetic Americans that sit here and watch American Idol, this, I mean, let's face it, Ron Paul, could just imagine for a minute, and I'm running off at the mouth here, Don, I'm sorry, but just imagine for a moment a world in which in January 20th of 2009, Ron Paul took over the presidency. Could you imagine what would happen in this country? What? Visualize that for a minute, Don. Give me your thoughts on that.
Yeah, I can imagine it. It'd be interesting to see where everyone else would be at that time. What in terms of the political situation in this country. You know, politics historically has presented itself as the answer to the people. You know, the politicians are our representatives, and they parrot that, but then their actions belie that statement. And we see this time and again. It doesn't matter if you're a Republican or a Democrat or a Whig or Greenpeace or Libertarian. It doesn't matter. If you took politics out of the picture, what would we have here right now? You'd have to ask yourself that question. Honestly discern what we would have. We have idol worship. We have people that worship people whose faces appear from a box or a flat screen. Somehow we think these people are better than us. I see these people. I don't watch that much television, but I'll watch a sporting event, and I'll see someone sitting in the stands with a cell phone, and they're talking to someone who's obviously sitting in front of a TV, and they start waving to the camera. Now, do they do that when they're out in public where many people are seeing them? But there's some special privilege to see your face in this box. And it's subliminally, you know, we're being controlled.
Mm-hmm. It elevates their persona, if you will.
Yes, and idol worship is mentioned in the Ten Commandments.
Mm-hmm.
But we pay our idols millions of dollars. You mentioned Rush Limbaugh. What does he say for 3 hours a day, 5 days a week, that's worth $250 million over a 10-year period?
I don't know. There's nothing that I listen to. But, you know, it reminds me of something else. When I was sitting there watching those debates, when Ron Paul would speak and he would talk about the fact, and this is the spiritual enlightenment that you see by watching this guy, who isn't the most eloquent gentleman to speak, and he isn't the most well-dressed, but you can tell he's telling the truth. And I don't necessarily watch him because I pretty much know what he has to say now, okay, because he's right on target. But I watch the look of befuddlement and concern on the faces of the rest of these candidates. And then I watch the controllers, the shills, the government, or the media whores, if you will, that are trying to divert the attention over to the front runners, which they consider to be Giuliani and McCain, you know, and Mitt Romney. And it's not working. And they're just beside themselves trying to figure out a way to discredit this guy.
Or they're trying to debunk his comments. And I see not only an imbalance in the amount of time that's allotted to him for his answers. You know, they give the signal for them to be quiet, and they're supposed to end their statement.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them are allowed to go on minutes at a time beyond that, or interrupt the comments and demand apologies. I mean, come on, let's wake up, people. What's going on here if you can't see it? Now, you can't depend on the mainstream media to tell you the truth. Don't expect them to tell you the truth, because they're part of the problem. They're the propaganda machine, or what's happening. So don't expect them to tell the truth. Now, you've got to seek another source. You've got to find another way of discovering the truth. And it's going to cause you to get up off your lazy rear end and maybe put the bag of potato chips or your fast food hamburger down and your French fries and your milkshake for a couple of minutes and look, but educate yourself as to what's really going on. It's not my job to wake you up. However, I've chosen to do that, and I've done that. I feel that God has me doing that. So I'm responding to his voice. And that's where my discernment comes from. We all have that within us. If we turn to God and stop believing, and I use the term believing again because it's based on assumption. When you're lied to and you believe the lies, what are you believing? What are your convictions based upon? The answers to our problems are within discovering the truth, and you're only going to get that from God.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know in answer, or, you know, in responding to what you had to say, I think that I saw the figure, and they gave Ron Paul in the last debate like a total of 6.5 minutes, and I think it was 16.5 minutes for Giuliani and something like 14 minutes or somewhere in that neighborhood for McCain, and that just shows you where they try to lean it. You know, and what and this and the garbage coming out of the mouths of Giuliani and McCain aren't worth, you know, 16 seconds. Yet they keep steering it over that direction. And then, of course, they have the signs for the applause, you know, and they keep using those signs to applaud for Giuliani and for McCain and so forth, or Mitt Romney. But I don't think they hold the signs up for Ron Paul. You know,
well, they can stack the audience, too.
Right.
And,
yeah.
And they can pay the audience and they can control the audience.
Okay. Well, listen, I'm sorry. Yeah. They control the. I think we're going to go to break in a second. We got two callers on the line. We're going to come up for one final segment. So I'm going to take them both, but I can't give them much time. We've got Greg in Iowa and Rita in Colorado. So when I get back from the break, we're going to go to those two. Final thought. And then John Stapmiller will be on with a special guest that you don't want to miss. We'll be back in three. Stick with us.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
World War III? Rising fuel prices? Financial collapse? Trucker strike? North American Union? Our world has become a very fragile place, and we need to be prudent and plan ahead. Don't wait for an impending crisis to become reality. Then it will be too late. Stoves and More wants to help give you freedom from the systems of the world. If the grid is down and fossil fuels are not available to you, how would you heat your home, cook your food, and heat your water? People, we need to be more independent and able to take care of ourselves in a natural disaster, political crisis, or financial crisis. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you the independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. With the right application, you'll be able to use these stoves all year long, not just during the winter months. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at stovesandmoreonline.com. Food, water, and a wood cook stove are keys to your survival in a crisis. Take action.
Attention gardeners. If you've ever wanted to grow the absolute best tasting fruits and vegetables imaginable, well, here's exciting news. There's a new product called ProtoGrow, and it's dynamite in the garden. ProtoGrow is a bioactive superfood for plants. It works by providing true broad spectrum nutrition, allowing plants to achieve their full genetic expression. So what does this mean in the garden? It means mouth-watering fruits and vegetables, brilliantly colored flowers, herbs that finally grow to medicinal strength, blue ribbon garden produce jam-packed with
bioavailable minerals and trace elements, giant pumpkins, even high-potency Hybrix wheatgrass. ProtoGrow is a proprietary blend of full-spectrum nutrients from the sea. It literally contains the basic building blocks of life itself. In fact, ProtoGrow is so effective at producing rapid plant growth in record time that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. To grow tasty fruits and vegetables right now, go to growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365.
All right, we're back. Final segment. Real quick here. Got an email. Got two callers to go to. I'm going to give them a minute apiece. Just a second here. Got an email. Don says, glad to hear John and Alex are friends again, and glad to hear Don say gas is going down in Ohio, from my friend Joy in Arizona. Okay. Two callers. We're going to go to Greg in Iowa first. Greg, you got a minute? Go ahead. You're on with Michael and Don.
Hello.
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 Say, I just wanted to say that yesterday was also a good trial run for the Patriot movement, in that I think that kind of shows that what we need to do is get organized and not go off half-cocked at, things that are going to occur, because that could end up causing more problems than good.
Well, very well said, Greg.
Yeah. That's all I wanted to say.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate the input. Okay, let's go to Rita in Colorado. Rita, you're on with Michael and Don. Go ahead.
Hi, thinking about what you said about what if Ron Paul became president, it's an early defining moment. And that kind of puts that whole Ed and Elaine story in perspective, And what I think it is really turning into is it's a love story, And it's a defining moment. However it turns out, it's going to define, really who Americans are at this, fleeting moment in time on this planet Earth, mostly harmless.
Yeah, and then you're right, and it really defines, if Ron Paul were in office right now, this wouldn't even be happening, because we wouldn't have an IRS, and them acting under color of law, which isn't really law. They have not shown anybody the law. As a matter of fact, Sherry Jackson, I just got an email, she got indicted. Okay, this lady worked for the IRS, for crying out loud. Now they're indicting her for a non-existent law. All these people that are in jail, Dixon Cannon and Erwin Schiff, all these people wouldn't be in jail, okay?
How about that powers that be? There's an incentive, for putting Ron Paul in place, because, somebody's going to have to deal with this if this holds over till 2009,
Yes.
Might as well let it be Ron Paul, let's all sort it out then.
Right, well...
And notice we got 250,000 Turkish troops on the border of Iraq right now. It's all hitting the fan now.
Uh huh. Well, yeah, we're living in interesting times, Rita. Thank you, dear. Got to run. Okay.
All right.
You call at the end of the show. Appreciate it. Call in again. Okay. Always look forward to hearing from you, Don. We do. We live in interesting times, my friend. I mean, it's just, the stuff is coming at us so fast, and it's you're right about reacting or proacting, and this is going to define our character.
Yeah. What comes to mind is that we have choices that we can make, and that is our free will. That is the free will that God has given us. Now, we can make choices, and through doing that, we exert our sovereign power. What we're experiencing right now is an attempt to shut down any chance of having that sovereign power, that individual and collective sovereign power. Because as individuals, if we are not sovereign, we cannot be sovereign as a collective. And so it's up to each person. And I can tell you, I'm not trying to push religion on anyone, but I cannot ignore the fact that there is a God that I know. It's not a God I believe in. It's a God I know. And I speak to him every day, and he speaks to me, and he directs my action, and he gives me choices. And I make those choices. Now, if I make the wrong choice, I just regroup and make another choice. And that's all we have to do. Now, we can choose our outcome. We can pray for Ron Paul. We can vote for him. We can choose to have a non-corrupted government, and we can see that, and we can create that. Right now, we have major problems, and we have to face them. We can't run from them.
Right. Okay. Well, that's it, man. Good thoughts for the rest of the day. Have a good weekend, everybody. Thank you, Don Nikoloff, for coming on the air. Appreciate it. Want everybody to stick with us because there's a special guest John's got coming up, Darlene Fitzgerald, who is a whistleblower, and she's got 700 other whistleblowers in the or former government officials behind her. This is really getting good, folks. Stick around. Have a good weekend. I'm signing off. Stay tuned for the National Intel Report with my friend John Stattmiller. See you Monday. Time.